I'm testing this microphone. Testing.
Welcome to the Protect Your Energy Podcast. I am your host, the Energy OG, aka Katie Supreme. If this is your first time being on this podcast, thank you for tapping in. Thank you for being here. I hope you come back for the vibes. I need for you guys to go and do me a favor. Please go and follow my new Instagram page at Being Fearless is Freedom. And if you want to keep up with what's going on with this podcast, please text podcast to 404-737-2022. So y'all ready to go on this journey? Are y'all ready to step into my world? If you don't know what's going on, right? We're getting ready to go on a journey. So you're going to have to go back an episode. Go back to the last episode. I think it's episode 48. It's titled Disservice. Listen to that episode so you can catch up and know what the fuck I'm about to get into right now. So look, real quick, y'all, okay? I love podcasts, okay? And it's this one podcast that I need for you guys to go and check out, okay? If you like real, if you like raw, if you like authentic, if you like solutions, if you like things with substance, trust me, you are going to love this podcast, okay? The She Gets It podcast. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and many other platforms as well, okay? Check her out on IG. It's at She Gets It Pod. Tell her that Katie sent you. Peace. Enjoy. I was born into a bloodline of hustlers. Like, literally born into it. This shit literally flows through my veins. All right, so I'm gonna try to make a long story very short. All right, y'all. So this goes back to, let's say, my great-grandfather, right? Mr. Archie Donaldson, okay? He was the numbers man, and he was the bootleg man, okay? If you know, you know. Then you have my great-grandmother, Miss Lorraine, okay? She was heavy in the community, right? And she also was a nurse, okay? Then we're going to jump right into my grandmother, right? Miss Audrey Donaldson, okay? I can go on and on and on about her, the many hustles that she has. But one of the main things I remember watching her do growing up was she worked for the IRS building downtown. I don't know if you guys, you know, been to Atlanta. It used to be this huge building. It used to be the IRS building. Anyway, she worked there for years, right? But while working there, she had many hustles within the building, right? So if they needed food, she catered the food. My grandmother could bake her ass off, okay? If they needed clothing, she would make their clothing, okay? Not only did she make the clothing, I'm talking about not just no t-shirt, you know, no screen printed t-shirt, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, she would sew the fabric, right? Make the pattern, right? And she would also embezzle it in her own way, whether it was like with gems, beads, or just hand painted designs, okay? Not only did she provide the clothing, but she also made the accessories. She made the accessories as well, okay? To the earrings, right? To the bracelets, bangles, necklaces, okay? She did it all. She did it all, amongst other things. My grandmother was a part of the Black Panther Party, as well as she did a lot of political things. She worked with the Clintons and many other presidents, right? So my grandmother's heavy. Okay, and then we're going to move right into my mother, okay, Miss Sonya Donaldson, a.k.a. Ball. And she has that name for a reason. Y'all know the saying, fuck it, we ball. I know y'all heard that shit before, okay? And if that was a person, it would be her, okay? She has so many hustles. She has so many different hustles that I can't even sit on here and just go through them all. And a lot of them I just really cannot speak on, like, it's just information that I can't speak on. But just know that my mom is like damn near close to the mob. We'll just say that, okay? And then we're going to move right into my father, Mr. Terrence McGlory, Kingpin. Kingpin also owned a record store on the south side of Nashville called Spin Top Records. So he also had a little bit of entrepreneurship going on back then. But he was one of the biggest hustlers that ever stepped foot in Nashville, Tennessee. Can't spend a lot of time on there, nor can I speak on a lot of things. So who we got next? We got my aunt Robin. Miss Robin Stanton, shout out to her. I lived with her through my whole high school period. Shout out to Antioch High School. But why she's so dope? She's like a superhero to me, right? So not only did she take care of me and my two brothers, right? She had her own three sons, my cousins, right? And then she also took care of her sister's two sons, right? So she worked for St. Thomas Hospital, still works at St. Thomas Hospital, has been there for years. I think she's very close to retirement. But she worked there. She worked the night shift. And then in the morning, she would get up and she did another job. And then in the evening, she did another job before she went to her night job, just to ensure that we had food, we had a roof over our heads, and that we had the essentials. And she did that, I know, at least from the time period that I was with her, at least 5 to 6 years, like hustling, you know? So thank you so much, Auntie. Like, you're a big inspiration as well. Thank you for your sacrifices and just getting it done. You know, you had a calling on your life and you just jumped in and you handled it. You handled it. And I know the shit wasn't easy. And I appreciate you and I love you. And all my brothers and all my sisters, my cousins, I got aunties and uncles and just people that I don't have a lot of time to sit on here and talk about, because I will literally be on here talking y'all heads off all day. But just know that they all hustle. Everyone in my family, both sides of my tribes, have some type of hustle, you know, and that's pretty much where I get it from. I told y'all, like, I was born into this shit. Like Jay-Z said, what the fuck you gonna do? It's a hustle. And real quick before I get out of here, right? Because I feel like the term hustler has like this really fucked up reputation, right? Because the word hustler, you normally associate that shit with like fraud, money fraud, scamming, you know, somebody who can just get over on you, you know, a swindler. You know, an expert at like just playing the fuck out of you. You know what I mean? But nah, we're going to clear that up today. We're going to clear that shit up today, okay? Because a hustler is someone that's determined. Determined to fucking succeed, okay? A go-getter. Somebody who simply wants the shit and has the balls to go after it. Okay? Hustlers understand the importance of networking. It's extremely important. I don't care if you're in middle school, high school, college, corporate job, you network and you get to know people, because you don't know just who they may turn out to be, know their resources, and at the end of the day, it's all about who you know. It's all about who you know. So grow your network, connect, talk to people sometimes. I'm telling y'all this, and I don't like talking to people, but you have to. You have to, all right? Hustlers are laser-focused people, okay? They're not on the scene, right? They're not trying to impress other broke motherfuckers just like themselves. They don't care. They're focused, right? Their work ethic is crazy, okay? Hustlers, they dream big, all right? They dream big, all right? And they're also not afraid to take risks. A hustler will risk everything, all right? And yes, don't get it twisted. Like, hustlers, we all lose sometimes. You know, sometimes we lose over and over again, right? But a hustler can lose 1,000 times. But guess what? They're not going to quit. A hustler is going to eliminate all distractions. Okay? What's not aligned with what they got going on? Bye-bye. Okay? Hustlers think outside the box. They think on a scale much bigger than most. You know? They can identify opportunities just like that. Problem solving? Problem solving is like one of the keys that help them succeed, where most people would give up or fail. Okay? Hustlers are always thinking. Always thinking. That sometimes can be a problem. I mean, you can't help it though. You know? We're always thinking. Our minds like rarely ever take a break. A hustler also focus on self-improvement. Whatever that may be for you, right? Whether you're like waking up early in the morning, you know, taking a jog or a walk, maybe doing some yoga, maybe seeing a therapist, you know, taking a hike, you know, self-care is key. All right. Hustlers are authentic, all right? They're not fake. You're not going to get the fakery. Most of the time, a hustler is going to be very direct and straightforward, all right? Hustlers love what they do, okay? If you're a hustler and you love what you do, you'll never have a job. If you're a hustler and you love what you do, you'll never work again in your life. Because when you align your hustle with purpose and passion, they ain't shit like it. It's a type of freedom that you can't even like describe or explain, or the feeling. And I'm gonna leave that, I'm gonna leave it right there. Thank you guys for tapping in. Thank you guys for listening. And I'll be back with the part two. This is part one. If I didn't mention that in the beginning, but peace. Love, and you already know. protect your energy fearlessly. If you love the power movement and you want to become a supporter, you really want to become this mantra, shop protectyourenergy.com. I'm going to put the website link in the description of this episode. Oh, and also, when you text podcast 404-737-2022, I got a gift for you. Tap in.